I was so curious, I went and checked back in my hotel in Midtown Manhattan and tried to get a cab that evening. It was impossible. Nobody wanted to go to this part of New York. There would be no way to get a cab like this back to Midtown Manhattan. You'd have to get a gypsy cab. Anyway, he started to make me a little bit nervous, but I carried on the journey and I eventually arrived at the address. But the address was the address of a waste ground. And this waste ground was just filled with black guys. And it was dark, there was no real street lights. So I was, to be frank, very nervous. But anyhow, I'd arrived, so I got out of the cab, slammed the guy's door shut, and started to walk into this huge throng of people. And I thought, I'm the only white guy here. So I sort of tried to take on this attitude of being some kind of American A&R man from a big important record company. And I waded my way through this crowd, trying to part it like the waves, you know? And this guy, African Bambaataa, for all intents and purposes, turned out to be a kind of a bouncer, a guy who seemingly had a gang of kids, and this was his party, and he was protecting his equipment or whatever. And he was shining with a couple of his friends these large torches onto the decks where kids were acting almost like witch doctors. Struggling with these decks, turning records around and using the needle like a guitar, you know, scratching certain grooves and spinning them backwards and forwards, and guys were sort of handing each other microphones and just suddenly stepping into the throng and starting to tell stories, what ultimately I realized became known as rap. And they made sense of it all in some ways. It was about recycling. You could almost suggest it was ecological in that sense. They were making music out of all this old, no one cared rubbish that had long gone, you know, disposable pop music. I talked to Afrika Bambaataa for a little while and I said, put this on stage, have you ever been to done a show in New York in any way? And of course, no, they never had.